And welcome to Books, Beer, and Bullshit. I'm your host, Frank, and my co-host,
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how we doing? We're about to bring you on a little audio vomit journey into the world of books, beer, and of course, bullshit. So, this is our zero episode.
Episode zero.
Episode zero, the first unofficial episode. So, I guess what we should do is just talk a bit about, we're going to talk a lot about books on this podcast, a little bit about beer, and a tiny bit about bullshit.
Well, we are full of bullshit, so.
So we might talk about a lot of bullshit. But I think what we should talk about first is like, what type of stuff we read.
Okay, Frank, what kind of stuff do you read?
Well, what I mostly read is horror.
Ooh, if it's spooky.
Spooky, perhaps, but mostly bloody, gory, nasty, that type of horror.
The broken beer bottle up your ass type of horror.
That's always good.
The little glass rod up your penis hole and then broken with a hammer horror.
Or perhaps a psychological horror.
Ooh, psychological.
Fuck with your head.
Fuck with your head.
And, well, there's horror. And, I mean, I read so much shit, but I've been reading a lot of that Bizarro lately.
Some of it's good. I'll give you that much.
Yeah, well, there is definitely some far-out stuff that is, you got to be on something to wrap your mind around it for sure. Well, how about you? What do you like to read?
I guess you would call me the sci-fi guy. I like also enjoy the horror when it's good. I like the sci-fi, some fantasy, and a lot of nonfiction from time to time.
Oh yeah, I like some nonfiction too.
If it's interesting,
I like to break up my reading with some just hardcore facts.
Yeah, you know, give me some of that. I flew the Memphis Belle stuff. The guy who dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, like good World War II biography stuff is always pretty interesting.
Oh, you like history?
Historical biographies.
Oh, I don't know if I could get behind. I read really way out there nonfiction. If you want to talk about the wonders of growing a piece of lettuce, man, I am down with the wonders of growing a piece of lettuce.
Yes. You could give us a great review on the Fast Food Nation.
Oh, I love me some Fast Food Nation, sir. Well, like, what kind of authors are you into?
I like the Johnny Ringo, and Eric Flint is pretty good. That's, I don't even know what you would call him. He does, like, that alternative history and transportation into different time periods and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That's
pretty interesting sometimes.
How about horror?
Horror?
King? You a King guy?
I was a King guy.
Were a King guy.
Until, I would say the late 90s nonsense era.
When he got hit?
Yes, after he got hit. No, there was just a lot of... He just published like a lot of junk, I felt. Like.
Sure, but I mean, anybody who publishes that much is bound to have shit. So, yeah, King's a little shady for you.
Yeah, I didn't like the Gerald's Game. And it was weird because like Under the Dome was a great book.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. And I felt like we'll get some good stuff out of him again.
Right.
You know, and his short stories are always pretty good.
Right.
You can never go wrong with a King short story book.
Yeah, he's usually, that's his best work, typically.
All right, that goddamn King.
King. Fuck King.
Fuck King.
How about, I know, Arthur, you and I both like, and you introduced me to, and I've, like, really moved himself up on my list of favorites, is A. Lee Martinez.
Oh, yeah. You got to kind of like that dude. That's kind of funny. Some of his shit is pretty funny.
Absolutely. I've read about three of his books now, and yeah, he's absolutely.
Yeah, which ones did you read?
I've read Divine Intervention.
Good one.
I've read Monster.
Monster.
And the most recent one I read was his first one, Gil's Allfright Diner.
Yes, I've read all three of those also.
I know another author that we both like and we both happen to read is Brian Keene.
Yes, right, because I read that City of the Dead.
City of the Dead, right.
And then you read something else.
I read Dark Hollow.
You read Dark Hollow. I never read that. Was that going? How
Dark,
was that?
Dark Hollow was outstanding, and maybe not my favorite, but it's if it's not my favorite, it's a close second or third. It's definitely in the top three.
That's kind of when I got back into reading zombie books.
Yeah,
I came across his zombie opus there.
Yeah. Well, City of Dead is
the second
book of the.
You know, I still never read the first book.
No, it's going to be republished by the end of this year, I think, and come the fall. The Rising is going to get published. And I know from what I've read and from everything here is like that is generally credited as in the 90s, one of the things, the books, the media that helped reemerge the whole zombie mania that you see now, you know, between the video games and Keane's The Rising.
I always thought Dawn of the Dead remake was like truly the beginning.
It was like a trifecta between
a
perfect storm between Keane's The Rising and books, the Dawn of the Dead remakes,
and Resident Evil.
And you had that in the 90s, and that was like the trifecta of just big three things in these three corners of media. So Keane kind of gets the credit for, you know, the book end of the thing. If you had the king of all media, zombie media, Howard Stern, spit into like a triumvirate Holy Trinity, Keane would be like the Holy Ghost. We are actually going to be featuring Keane on our first podcast, our first official podcast. But I think we can talk a little bit today about Keane in our book section. You've just recently read Ghoul.
Yes,
I read Ghoul a few months back, and it just came out on the Chiller Channel as a made-for-TV movie, soon to be released on DVD. I haven't seen it, you haven't seen it, but we can definitely talk about the book real quick if you like.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. I thought it was a nice slice of growing up in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
It did seem to hit on all the high points of 80s childhood and
uh-huh.
what was going on. You could tell just by reading that book, that's how he grew up. He must have grew up in a town just like that.
He is definitely on record as that being like his most autobiographical book to date.
Yeah, you know, it seems like everybody gets around to doing that, revisiting their childhood.
You know what? I could see where you would go, because I could think back times in my childhood where shit just seemed scary because you didn't understand it. You didn't know how to handle that stuff. But, you know, you come to know there's no monsters under your bed, but that still doesn't ever push away that fear. You can recall that fear.
No, it kind of gets everybody right in.
Everybody has them.
Everybody get hooked. Anyone who grew up in that era could get hooked just on the reminiscence of your own childhood.
And I like, Keane has a real sort of penchant for not giving a shit who he kills in his books.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised anybody lived in that one.
Well, they were kids, and I was a little disappointed, but he still picked on the kids pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. He
didn't get too much of a reprieve.
No, because, you know, I always kind of admire the fact that everybody's dead.
Yeah, Keane is definitely not one for a happy ending.
No, there are no happy endings.
And really, even though everybody lived in Ghoul, it wasn't necessarily a happy ending.
No.
There was, you know, that I like that there's a glimmer of hope. There's, you know, we can all make something of ourselves out of our childhood. And he just goes back to town and, man, everybody's just a redneck drunk.
Child beater.
So how do you think that'll play out as a TV movie?
Well, first off, it's a TV movie. It's probably going to suck.
Yeah.
So
you just got to worry about the screenwriter, I guess.
Yeah,
Did he translate the book?
That's a pretty good, straightforward translation, though. I mean, there's not much you could do. It's going to be in the editing of what we have to leave out, more so than how we translate it over to the screenplay.
Well, that was the theory for Pet Sematary, now, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, best laid plans.
Don't work out.
No. Well, so maybe we're complete idiots here and we don't know what we're talking about.
So part of this podcast is called, right in the middle, Beers and Books, Beers and Bullshit. We are, as a matter of fact, enjoying a beer as we podcast. We are drinking Sam Adams Alpine Spring.
Well, it is spring.
I like it.
I do, too. It's a bright, citrus, unfiltered lager.
You have a masterful way of reading the words off a beer bottle, sir. It is good, though. And this one, yeah. I mean, it's one of their seasonal brews, and it replaces the Noble Pils, which I was a fan of, but I think I'm a bigger fan of this beer.
Yeah, the Noble Pils was just way too hoppy.
Well, it seems like they dropped the idea of the hops altogether, and you got something not quite as fruity, I would say, as their summer ale.
Not quite as dry, but it still has that.
It's still a little more body to it.
Yeah, it does kind of complement the season for some reason or another.
The Alpine Spring is good, and we're going to take a pull on it. Yeah, that's a good pull. What's your go-to beer right now?
Right at this moment, I've been back into, believe it or not, Rolling Rock.
The Rolling Rocks.
I've been into the Rolling Rocks again.
I guess my go-to beer lately has been the Yingling.
Gets the job done.
It gets the job
done. It'll give you a good buzz.
Ladies and gentlemen, the segment of the podcast where we all speak German. Very hoss German.
Nine.
Yay.
Nine.
Yay.
Nine.
Wheat.
Wheat.
Beer.
Wheat beer.
Wheat beer. Okay, now we're just getting a little fucking silly.
All right, Frank, what did you think about that beer we tried on Saturday, that Westbrook Brewing?
Oh, at your world-famous birthday party. What was the name of it?
I don't really recall what the name of that beer was.
Neither do I. It was something German, I believe.
Well, yeah, it was.
German-sounding. But what it was, I remember specifically, it was smoky and or sour.
Yes, it was a smoky, sour beer, which was interesting to
it
say the most and the least.
Absolutely interesting, and it was like the most cliche way I can describe it is that it was indeed a party in my mouth. Absolutely not a party I wanted to be at. It was like walking into a party and having all these people running up to you, hey, how you doing, and just like, you know, a clown and a woman in red heels and a little midget. It was like a lot of different distinct things coming at you at once.
The Circus Soleil of beer.
It was a fucking beer circus in my mouth.
He had the little clown car.
I got hit with smoky, and as I was trying to wrap my head around smoky in my beer, then all of a sudden this like chicken nugget sweet and sour dip thing hits me, and I was like, well, I gotta switch gears, and it never all came together.
No, it was not the sum of its total parts.
No, it was definitely each individual thing like hitting, not unlike when Willy Wonka, when she had the pill of the whole entire meal,
the,
and she's
the
gum. Here comes the roast beef. I'm getting
it's tomato soup. I can feel it running down my throat.
It was a lot like that. I just kept getting hit with, you know, oh yeah, that's that. Oh wait a second, I'm getting this now. And then I swallowed, and then there was whole aftertaste things going on. So it was definitely the most interesting beer I've ever had in my life.
That was something completely different.
Let's never drink that one again.
No. We will not, because it's not available around here.
Good.
Thank God. So Westbrook Brewing in South Carolina. Yeah, you don't have much of a market up here, bro.
No. Keep it southern.
Keep it southern. Keep it rocking with your liver pudding and grits. Here we go now. We might as well just roll right into the bullshit part, because
okay,
here we go.
We've beat the shit out of the books. We've fucking clobbered the beer.
And now let's
right down to the dirty south. And now for the bullshit. And you're saying to yourself, you haven't been bullshitting for the last half hour? No. No, we haven't.
It has only been 27 minutes.
So for our first unofficial bullshit session, I thought I wanted to talk about the Coachella Festival that just occurred. And the big buzz is that Tupac Shakur performed at the Coachella Festival. Obviously, he's fucking dead.
Well, he is Jesus Christ.
He could
and he
be.
Will baptize you all.
He could be in some circles, Jesus Christ. But
I don't know.
Not this weekend.
I don't know. Hasn't Kiss been doing that for the past 10 years?
It's almost like a hologram, but they call him Tommy Thayer. It's like a live hologram.
That, well, you know, with the success of the Michael Jackson in 3D, why not go for Tupac in holographic form?
In holographic form. Would you, you know, you're not necessarily a Tupac guy, but let's say, I don't know, who's dead that you liked. Let's say Janie Lane. Call him crazy. Call him insane. Call him Janie fucking Lane.
It's time to go out over the crowd.
Because now he's a hologram. Would you pay to see a Janie Lane concert, a holographic Janie Lane concert?
Would I pay to see just
Would
like,
you go to
Would I go to pay to see Warrant's Cherry Pie?
Starland Ballroom, the grand reunion of Warrant Tour 2012, and pay $25 only to see a holographic recreation of Janie Lane on stage with the rest of Warrant live?
See, I don't know. And I'll admit, straight up, I might pay to see that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd pay $25 to see it. But
right.
What the hell does a movie cost these days?
Well, an IMAX movie probably isn't all that far off from $25.
Right. So, you know what? I might pay to see that just for the fact of it would be something to see.
Well,
I would definitely, no, you know what? I definitely would do it once. I don't know if I would do it more than once, but so I think I would go see it one time.
Not necessarily Warren, but the first band that comes around to try it just to give it a whirl.
Yeah, just.
Well, there's been talk of using that technology as like a Vegas show. You go to Vegas, and instead of seeing all these in-person interviews, now they've got Elvis on stage with Keith Moon and Janis Joplin and like the ultimate.
Well, you have to think of it as going to see a laser show, but they're like free on the beach every summer.
Right.
But no, I probably would. I mean, there goes Broadway, right? I mean, all those fuckers are out of a job.
Perhaps. I don't know the ins and outs of how they recreate. I mean, Tupac came on stage and said, "Hello, Coachella," which they could not have had an audio sample of him doing because he died before there was a Coachella festival.
Right. So
there is a digital angle to it all, but.
Right, but now you could dig up John Wayne and have him perform on Broadway, right? I mean, if you could have a actor or a singer rather, come up on stage and perform a song,
why can't
you have John Wayne on Broadway?
That's absolutely true.
I mean, people will pay money.
Absolutely.
It's entertainment. Vegas show with every dead and in live person you would want to see. Maybe you could put on 3D glasses and a headphone and program your own. Concert that
right,
you'd want
right
to see
right there in front of your face.
Yeah, right. That's there in front of your face.
That's absolutely probably not far out of the realm of possibility.
We could see Vince Neil when he still sang every word of the song instead of like just every fifth word and the crowd sings the rest.
When was that?
Yeah, good point there.
It's plausible. I guess I'm with you. I guess I would go to see it once
and see how it is.
And see how it is. See if it's worth.
I mean,
the entertainment.
Here's
dollar.
The question: do you really need to see someone who's dead? Would you pay to see someone who's still alive?
Yeah,
just too lazy to go out on tour.
Well, you got Def Leppard, Nine Arm Def Leppard,
right?
Or you got a half a ghost of a Kiss.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, what do you want to see? The guys that are still around, really, right there, or?
Well, do you want to see it live, or do you want to see it in Memorex?
I guess either. Yeah, either way, it's. The hologram is still a recorded show. It's not totally live.
No, it's not live at all. So.
It'll get those curious dollars at first, but it's long term. Who knows?
I don't see it happening as placing bands going out on tour. You know, people who are still alive, but I could see it being in Vegas
forever. A Vegas show. Or
Atlantic City or, you know, any of those Indian.
A destination type of show.
Yeah, in Poconos. Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge. We did away with the champagne.
And the Catskills. We could go see Jackie Mason again in the Catskills.
Now there's something I'd pay to go see.
Well, I guess that's about all the bullshit we have, right?
Yeah, for this episode zero.
For this episode zero, the unofficial episode. Now, you're going to want to tune in to our first official episode in the coming, I would say about a week.
Yeah, like a week. We'll work on it.
We are going to review Brian Keene's new book called The Cage, which is actually a short story collection of four short stories, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe it was four short
stories. Four short stories. And we'll discuss that book. We're going to drink a new beer, something we haven't tried before.
Yes, we're going to go straight up like something we've never had and review it on the spot.
And then we're going to have something to bullshit for you, so get your hip waders on.
Maybe we'll talk about dowries and Indian women. And arranged marriages.
I love dowries, Indian women, and arranged marriage. Something I learned this weekend is Indian women are high maintenance.
High maintenance.
Oh, boy. Now we're getting real hot button here.
Yeah, you might not want to tune in ever again. Having my mustache tickled, and it's kind of like, I don't know what to say about that.
Having your mustache tickled?
Yes.
Maybe it's a bullshit. This, having your mustache tickled.
This globe of steel is tickling my mustache.
We are, for certain, on Facebook.
Yes.
You could look us up by looking up Books, Beer, Bullshit. There's a group there, I promise you. Check us out. Like us, love us, subscribe to us. You're going to find out when our podcasts go up. We'll have the links there. We are on Podbean as well under Books, Beer, Bullshit. But your best bet to always check in is on Facebook. That's where all our social media interaction will be taking place for now.
Oh, yes. That's where all the orgasmic trons are going to be at.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be interacting with you It's like one-on-one.
One-on-one,
two-on-one.
We will come over and give you a mental massage.
Ass-to-mouth.
Ass-to-mouth. To mouth-to-ass.
We're going to take off now, and we'll see you in a couple days.
Bye.